Hello.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. My name is Oscar. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation, and your individual answers are confidential. Am I speaking with Nicholas White?
Yes.
All right, thank you, sir. And let's see here. And does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No, they don't.
All right, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, yep. Thank you. Let's see here. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay, thank you, sir. And just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
62.
All right, thank you, sir. Next question. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
You just did.
Your race?
Oh, the race. Why
yes,
does
sir.
That matter?
I'm sorry?
Why
this
does
is
that
just
matter?
Just to be sure we're representing everybody. So we just want to ask the race. Sometimes our quota gets filled. All right? So what is your race, please?
Black.
All right. Thank you, sir. And next question. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
All right, thank you. Next question. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel.
Okay.
If you have no opinion, have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Here's the first one. Public schools, on a scale from 0 to 100?
75.
Okay, thank you. And the next one, public charter schools, on a scale from 0 to 100?
75.
All right, thank you. And how about Joe Biden, on a scale from 0 to 100?
60.
Okay, thank you. And how about the next one, public school teachers, on a scale from 0 to 100?
0 to 100, I'd say 75.
All right, thank you. And how about critical race theory, or CRT? On a scale from 0 to 100?
100 being I think it's great.
Yes.
I'm going to give it 100. I'm going to give it 100.
All right. Thank you, sir. And the next one. Black Lives Matter, or BLM, on a scale from 0 to 100?
Give them 100, too.
All right. Thank you. And how about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT, on a scale from 0 to 100?
80.
All right. Thank you. And how about Donald Trump, on a scale from 0 to 100?
Probably 20.
20. All right. Thank you. And the last one, your local school board, on a scale from 0 to 100?
80.
All right. Thank you. All right. And next question. Let's see. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, or just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
All right. Thank you. And next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at education? Public schools or charter schools?
Probably charter.
Okay, and would you say charter schools somewhat do better or charter schools much better?
Somewhat do better.
All right, thank you. And how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and a 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. So you can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one.
Okay.
Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. On a scale from 0 to 10?
8.
All right, thank you. And how about provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
All right, thank you. And how about our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting on a scale from 0 to 10?
9.
Okay, thank you. And how about embrace American values and be proud American citizens on a scale from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. And how about truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad, on a scale from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. And the last one on this, become more organized and have structure, on a scale from 0 to 10?
Become more organized and have structure.
Mm-hmm.
8.
An 8? All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. And let's see here, next question. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount or too much or not enough on public schools education? Would you say not enough, too much, or about right? What's your...
About right.
About right? All right, thank you.
Yep.
And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little? All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Yes or no?
Yes, I agree. It
you
is
agree?
Mainly political.
Would you strongly agree or somewhat agree on it?
Strongly agree.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And next question. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
All right, thank you. And please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should not learn about history or racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree on this
statement? Strongly disagree.
All right, thank you. And teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree. Individual, you said individual parents.
Individual parents,
correct?
That's correct, yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. All right, thank you. And the last one on this. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree on that statement?
Could you repeat that for me?
Yes, sir. No problem. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree on that statement?
It's a little confusing statement you just made, but are you saying that I strongly agree that teachers should teach opposing views to or not?
I want to clarify the question. Right. What I can only do, because I have to maintain myself neutral,
right.
I can only repeat it as it is.
Yep.
Yes, sir. The statement is, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do you strongly agree?
I strongly agree. Yes.
You strongly agree. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
And the next question. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support or somewhat oppose or strongly oppose it. Here's the first one. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. You strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
Somewhat supported.
All right, thank you. And how about teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Strongly supported.
Okay. And increasing teacher pay. Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
All right, thank you. And how about removing books from schools' libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
All right, thank you. And the last one on this, adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contribution and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum? Support or oppose?
I support it.
Now, would you say you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly.
Strongly? All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, a 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means that it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? Here's the first one.
Okay.
History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing is that statement to you on a scale from 0 to 10?
10 being very convincing.
Very convincing, uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Yes, 10, yeah.
All right, thank you. Next one. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? Schools is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you?
10.
Okay. And the last statement on this. Thank you. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement for you?
10.
Okay, thank you. And the next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree that statement?
I somewhat agree.
Okay, and the last one on this. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. You strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree that statement?
You'll have to repeat. I just had an interruption here.
No problem at all. The statement is, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. And the next question on this. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. We're already at 95%, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed or retired, disabled or unemployed or student or homemaker?
Retired.
All right. Thank you. And are you married or unmarried with a partner or single or separated, divorced? Married. All right. Thank you.
Married.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
An independent? All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No. No.
All right. Thank you. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
No.
No? All right. Thank you.
Nope.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, a private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
No. No.
No. All right. Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative or somewhat conservative or a moderate or somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Moderate.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more? So you say never?
Zero.
Never?
Never.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. It's the first one. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Applies to you, applies to someone in your household, or does not apply?
No. No, does not apply.
All right. Thank you. And is an educator, such as a teacher, a professor, or a classroom aide, applies to you, applies to someone in your household, or does not apply?
Does not apply.
All right, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
It's suburban.
All right, thank you. All right, perfect. So this actually concludes our survey. I do thank you so much for your participation. Keep in mind your opinion is very important, okay? So thank you so much for participating. Take care.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye.